My name is Emily Kilpatrick, and I'm 19 years old. Today is July 21st, and I'm speaking with Michelle Kilpatrick, who is my mother, and we're recording this interview in Beulah, Alabama. So, Mom, what is your favorite memory of me?
I have several favorite memories, but one of them is when you were 5 years old. Your dad and I, it was Christmas time, your dad and I bought you a pink camouflage four-wheeler, and we went on the back porch after you had opened your presents, and we put you on it, your dad put you on it, and you could barely reach the pedal, because it actually had a pedal you pushed, and you rode around like one or two times, and then all of a sudden, bam, you hit the house. And so we were so worried about you, and you, but it didn't scare you at all.
Because I'm a tough kid.
You're pretty tough, and you were excited to have that little pink four-wheeler. So we ended up going to the front yard for you to ride up and down the road.
So I could hit other people's houses.
Well, thank goodness the houses were a little bit off the road, so you didn't have to worry about hitting those.
That was a fun day. I remember that. We had a sliding glass door, and it had a curtain or something, because I couldn't see it. We opened the presents in the living room, but for some reason, I couldn't see it.
Mm-mm. Until you moved it. We had those blinds that went all the way to the floor, and we twisted them open, and then that's when you saw it.
On the patio.
Yeah.
Do you remember a time where I made it hard, or circumstances made it hard when I was growing up?
Yeah. Whenever you were 9 years old, we lived in Creola, and we had some land, and we had horses, and we ended up, Dad got a new job, and we moved up here to Beulah, and you had to give up your horses. We ended up having to get rid of them, and we didn't have any family up here. It was just me and you and Dad in a little rental house for a little while, and you had to start a new school that you had never been to, and you had went to a public school, Satsuma Christian.
Private school.
Oh, yeah. Private school to a public school, which was a little bit different for you.
Yeah, and it was like four times as big.
It was huge, because the school that you did go to was part of our church. And so, but you fit in very well, but it was...
It took a while, though. Those first couple months were rough. I remember that.
It's definitely hard being the new kid, but you eventually ended up not being the new kid.
Yeah.
Once everybody got to know you.
You used to ask me every day. You used to ask me when I got in the car, right after you picked me up from car line. You used to ask me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was today? And it would always be like 2. I mean, it was just terrible all the time. I mean, like, I think my highest days were maybe a 6 or something. And eventually you quit asking me because the numbers eventually got higher. But, man, those were... I remember it being horrible. But maybe it wasn't that bad. It got better a couple of years later. But
I think that was after... The kids in your class grew up a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What, if you could do anything different and go back, would you raise me differently? Would there be something that you would enforce or a different principle that you may push in my life?
I don't don't think so. I think that we, with it just being me and you and your dad together, I think we instilled family and having fun, and we involved going to church together and a lot of prayers, and you had your fair share of spankings, whippings, however you say
yes,
it.
Yes, I did. Oh, man.
Hopefully today you'll still say that they were all earned.
Oh, yes, definitely. Most
and,
definitely.
But I think you grew up, we weren't around a lot of small kids or babies, so you were kind of brought up. Sometimes today I think maybe we raised you to be too grown up, and but I don't know that I would change anything. I mean, we have our moments that we sometimes, I think we spend too much time together, but I think you know the importance of family, and I don't take credit for who you are today. I give the credit to God, because I feel like he helped raise you more. And
yeah, but you put me there. I mean, you put me in church and surrounded me with good people that I came to trust. So, I mean, you did the work and God did the rest, I guess. So would you say that you are proud of me?
Most of the time.
That's not a good answer.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Most of the,
I know.
Dad works a lot, and it's you and I here, and we spend a lot of time together, and I hope you still know that I am the mom, not the best friend, but we do have got a lot of good times together, and we have fun, and I try to give you your space when you need it. And I don't think I'm too demanding or whatever. And so far, I think you like having me around every once in a while, or you wouldn't let me go and do things with you
yeah.
like you do.
Do you have any advice or expertise that would help me raise children when I eventually start a family?
I think the only advice I could give you is to pray and always be honest with your kids, and don't ever hold back when they have questions or thoughts or opinions. And sometimes kids do have different directions that they will go into, and always be there for them when they need you. And even when it's little conversations, maybe in the bathroom and sitting on the side of the tub, which you'll probably kill me for saying that, but yeah. I hope your daughter has you there every night and talks to her.
Yeah. If I only had one dream, if you only had one dream for me to be able to live out, what would that be?
Say it one more time.
What would be, let's see if I can rewrite it. What would be your first choice? I don't know how to say this.
My dream for
your dream for me, the number one dream that you have for me.
My dream for you is that I hope your dream does come true. Your dream of who you want to be when you grow up, what your occupation is, and I pray that things don't get in your way. And sometimes the world does put obstacles in your way, but I pray that you always can overcome those obstacles or situations that might come up that you have to go through.
And one last question. What is the best piece of advice that you can give?
The best piece of advice that I could give you is...
Or anybody.
Okay. Or advice to give for anyone is when you're looking for that special one in your life, don't settle for less than what you deserve.
Okay. That's pretty good advice. All right.